We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964. Specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's talk about the crew as we do each and every day here at this time on 1250 AM The Fan. And we're going to do that with my guy, Mark Simon from Sports Info Solutions. Follow him on Twitter at Mark A. Simon Says. Mark, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, first things first, you all are the defensive analytics specialists. We've talked many a times. Bryce Terang wins what? NL Defensive Player of the Month. Talk about Terang's month of June.
Yeah, we have been giving out Defensive Player of the Month for about 7 years, and I was doing it before that at ESPN. It's one of those things that Major League Baseball doesn't do, so I think we're filling a cool void there. And we've named Brewers in the past. In fact, last year I think we named Blake Perkins when he only played like 12 games in a month. For June, we went with Bryce Terang as one of the two guys, along with Jose Siri. And the reason that we went with Bryce was because he led all second basemen in defensive runs saved with 7. What does that mean? It means he played a really good second base all the way around. His range was particularly good. The variety of plays that he made was impressive to me. He made plays going to his right. He made plays going to his left. He made leaping catches. He dove. He did everything that you could ask. He did have his fair share of miscues, whether they were scored errors or not. But in the end, the good far outweighed the bad for him. And as I said, he led the position in defensive run save. Now, I could have picked Trio, too. Trio had a really good month, but I went with Bryce Terang.
Trio is an interesting dude from a defensive perspective because Pat Murphy was kind of all over him in spring training about getting better. He has to get better on defense. And now this year you're watching, he takes a lot of false steps, Mark, but because he's so fast, he's able to make up for it.
You know what? It's funny that you bring that up because I was looking at a couple of other guys. And there are a few center fielders that do particularly well. Jacob Young in Washington, Kyle Isbell in Kansas City, that kind of do the false step thing too. Some of that is a product, I think, when we watch on TV, we're not necessarily getting a full handle on the spin of the ball and kind of the path of the ball. And I've had outfielders, when I've asked them about this specifically, say, you can't just take a straight line to the ball. Sometimes it's going to look like you're taking a false step, but you're adjusting to the ball. And for Trio, one thing I do want to point out is he's got no errors this year. And we actually have like an advanced form of scorekeeping where we say, okay, you've got your errors scored by the official scorer, and we're going to give our share of those too for things that might not have been captured by an official scorer. Like if you slipped and fell and the ball landed 10 feet away, that's not an error. That winds up being a hit. just about every time. We credit that as what we call a defensive misplay. And Jackson only has two of those, two misplays for anything. And that could be any number of different things that he could have done. Only two the whole season. And that's a really good number for a right fielder for 55 games in right field. That stands out to me. The balls that are hit medium depth and what we would call deep depth, he's handling pretty well. So he's overcoming the false steps, as you said, with his speed. That's what Steve does.
Talking about defensive runs saved, obviously being a huge metric, and you guys just recently put out where everybody stands for Major League Baseball total, but then you also divided it up by position, runs saved at each position. The Brewers, sixth overall in baseball, very, very good. The worst position that they currently have at -8 is left field.
Yes. Yeah, and that's Christian, right? That's Christian Yelich.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
-8 in left field. That would tend to tell me maybe that I don't know that he's old and slow, but older and just not catching balls. Left field is where a lot of teams put guys to kind of hide them.
Right.
I should note, too, and I'm looking at it more closely here, it's not entirely him. Sal Frelick, who's been, I think, is a decent outfielder, in left field has not fared particularly well either. So it's kind of split between both of them. So I wouldn't necessarily blame one too much for that. I think you're in good shape, though, if that's the worst thing that you've got, because you're solid at second. You're decent, okay, at short. You're decent at third. You like generally Contreras behind the plate. You like your center fielder. I think and right field, as we said, is going pretty well. So I think the Brewers are in pretty good shape defensively.
What about catcher? They're -6 at catcher, and we've talked about this in the past with framing and defense for William Contreras, where he went from a -3 to, what was it, a +3 or +6, I think it was last year. And then this year, the last I saw, he was at -3. I don't know where he is now, but it looked like he had regressed back to where he was prior to coming to Milwaukee. How do you view the job that Contreras has done behind the plate this year so far? Because right now, he's the leading vote getter in the National League for the All-Star game.
Yeah, so right now, we have him as basically average. And the reason that the -6 exists is because of the 146 innings of Gary Sanchez.
Oh, yeah.
He's -4 of that -6. Contreras is only -1. And I think, okay, he's not – I think it's tough because, like, he's not necessarily what he was last year. You're not as good as what you are at your very best, which I think he was last year when he had learned his best way to defend behind the plate. And you're not necessarily you're not as good as that overall. The reality of that kind of sets in maybe the next year, and he wasn't able to make it stick. But he's not like there are a lot worse guys that you could have behind the plate defensively than him. I wouldn't necessarily sweat that out too much.
We talk about defensive run save. The Blue Jays are in first with 55. The Brewers are in sixth right now with 30. That's a noticeable difference. Something that I'm looking at these numbers and seeing, Mark Simon, you have infield positioning, non-shift numbers, and then shift numbers. Yep. There's not a single negative number for any team in the shift column.
Yeah, that has a little to do with how we handled the math on that. But basically what it is an endorsement of the fact that if you do adjust your defense, that over the course of the entire season, it's going to have a lot of small payoffs. It might not necessarily have large payoffs, but it's going to have these small ones on balls where your guy was able to get to it because he was in the right spot. Maybe it improved his chance from, like, I don't know, say a 50-50 ball turns into a 75% ball when you're shifted. And that's what you're seeing with that if you do shift, the way that the company has kind of preached on this is better to shift than not to shift, but better to shift in the right amounts than to shift way too much, if that makes sense.
Sure. It makes sense. I got you, Mark.
I think the teams that are high in that are the ones that are shifting the right amount, and the teams that are a little lower in that, maybe they're trying too hard, or maybe they're giving up a lot of opposite field stuff, which could be hurting them.
Brewers are high in that, so we're good there. The other thing I'm curious about, I don't think you and I have ever talked about it, and I'm curious your opinion, because it happened last night, bottom of the 10th inning, the Brewers trying to keep runners on, they intentionally walked two runners, because they didn't score in the top of the 10th in Colorado. They bring Frelick in from the outfield. They play the five-man infield. Bud Black came out trying to question where they could play the fifth infielder one way or the other. In general, are you a fan of five-man infields in those situations? Do the numbers bear it out?
Good question. I don't have the data in front of me on this. I think what it comes down to is if your pitcher, hitter, comes minus eight in left field, that would tend to tell me maybe that you're, I don't know that he's old and slow, but older and just not catching balls. Left field is where a lot of teams put guys to kind of hide them.
Right.
I should note too, and I'm looking at it more closely here, it's not entirely him. Sal Frelick, who's been, I think, is a decent outfielder, in left field has not fared particularly well either. So it's kind of split between both of them. So I wouldn't necessarily blame one too much for that. I think you're in good shape, though, if that's the worst thing that you've got, because you're solid at second. You're decent, okay, at short. You're decent at third. You like generally Contreras behind the plate. You like your center fielder. I think and right field, as we said, is going pretty well. So I think the Brewers are in pretty good shape defensively.
What about catcher? They're minus six at catcher, and we've talked about this in the past with framing and defense for William Contreras, where, you know, he went from a negative three to, what was it, a positive three or positive six, I think it was last year. And then this year, the last I saw, he was at minus three. I don't know where he is now, but it looked like he had regressed back to where he was prior to coming to Milwaukee. How do you view the job that Contreras has done behind the plate this year so far? Because right now, he's the leading vote getter in the National League for the All-Star game.
Yeah, so right now, we have him as basically average. And the reason that the minus six exists is because of the 146 innings of Gary Sanchez.
Oh, yeah.
He's negative four of that negative six. Contreras is only negative one. And I think, okay, he's not – I think it's tough because, like, he's not necessarily what he was last year. You're not as good as what you are at your very best, which I think he was last year when he had learned his best way to defend behind the plate. And you're not necessarily you're not as good as that overall. The reality of that kind of sets in maybe the next year, and he wasn't able to make it stick. But he's not like there are a lot worse guys that you could have behind the plate defensively than him. I wouldn't necessarily sweat that out too much.
We talk about defensive run save. The Blue Jays are in first with 55. The Brewers are in sixth right now with 30. That's a noticeable difference. Something that I'm looking at these numbers and seeing, Mark Simon, you have infield positioning, non-shift numbers, and then shift numbers. Yep. There's not a single negative number for any team in the shift column.
Yeah, that has a little to do with how we handled the math on that. But basically what it is an endorsement of the fact that if you do adjust your defense, that over the course of the entire season, it's going to have a lot of small payoffs. It might not necessarily have large payoffs, but it's going to have these small ones on balls where your guy was able to get to it because he was in the right spot. Maybe it improved his chance from, like, I don't know, say a 50-50 ball turns into a 75% ball when you're shifted. And that's what you're seeing with that, that if you do shift, the way that the company has kind of preached on this is better to shift than not to shift, but better to shift in the right amounts than to shift way too much, if that makes sense.
Sure. It makes sense. I got you, Mark.
I think the teams that are high in that are the ones that are shifting the right amount, and the teams that are a little lower in that, maybe they're trying too hard, or maybe they're giving up a lot of opposite field stuff, which could be hurting them.
Brewers are high in that, so we're good there. The other thing I'm curious about, I don't think you and I have ever talked about it, and I'm curious your opinion, because it happened last night, bottom of the 10th inning, the Brewers trying to keep runners on, they intentionally walked two runners, because they didn't score in the top of the 10th in Colorado. They bring Frelick in from the outfield. They play the five-man infield. Bud Black came out trying to question where they could play the fifth infielder one way or the other. In general, are you a fan of five-man infields in those situations? Do the numbers bear it out?
Good question. I don't have the data in front of me on this. I think what it comes down to is if your pitcher-hitter combination is such that you think you're going to get a ground ball, I would guess more than half the time, 55% of the time, that, all right, take the shot at it because that's your best shot. If it's a below 50% chance, at least in my mind, I don't know that I'd want to do that. Now, there aren't a lot of guys that get 55%, so there aren't necessarily a lot of combinations where you would take the shot on that. I didn't watch the game last night. I don't know what the combination was.
First pitch, base hit into the outfield. It was Piumps on the mound, who hasn't been pitching well to begin with. And it was over after one pitch, and that was the end of it. It wasn't on the ground. It was in the air. And that was the end of the game. Mark, thanks so much for coming on, man. Everybody, check out the website, Sports Info Solutions. They do baseball. They do football. They do all kinds of sports. Check them out on Twitter at Mark A. Simon Says. Thank you so much, Mark.
You got it. And SIS_baseball for Twitter, too.
Oh, perfect. SIS_baseball if you want to follow all the baseball analytics. It's really, really good stuff. Mark, thank you.
Yep.
See ya. There he is, Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions, talking about the Crew, presented by Pool Park and Menominee Falls.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.